And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mesa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano, get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a great show for you today. Captain Roy Rowe is going to be joining us fresh off the boat. The info gets no fresher. Roy walked up here straight from moving carts around and wearing deck boots. We're going to have a great show for you with lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sports fishing voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, like we said, super stoked to have Captain Roy Rose in the studio this morning. Literally fresh off the boat. You know, we say that term all the time, but I mean, I like walked up this morning and you guys were still pulling that thing back in the slip. So it gets no fresher info than that. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How you doing, Rick?
Good. Very good. Stoked to have you. And you guys just came back from an 8-day trip, right?
No, the 7-day.
7-day, okay.
7-day trip. And, we started out, we fished down at the ridge, and we had very good yellowtail fishing. It was good enough that we were able to just fish the first day,
okay,
turn around, come back up, and we fished the coast.
Oh, very cool.
And we had very good calico bass. We picked up a few white sea bass, released a few black sea bass, released some broom-tailed grouper.
Oh, cool.
See those. We released about a half dozen of those. And then all the other stuff that you catch along the coast.
Yeah.
Just
full fun variety.
Yeah, the guys using their bass rods and light tackle. Then we worked up the coast to finish up fishing bluefin, which we were able to scratch some nice fish.
That's cool.
So
yeah, 7-day trip, you get everything. You get yellowtail fishing, and it sounds like if it was that good, you were catching them kind of in all the ways that you hoped to catch them?
Yeah, the surface iron, yo-yo, fly line, probably people's least favorite to drop a loop, but they were hitting that too.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. However you wanted to try and get one, you could get it.
That's cool. What a fun trip this time of year to, because you get a little piece of everything. Get some coastal fishing, get some ridge fishing, and then still get plenty of time tuna fishing in.
Yeah, we had an afternoon, a full day. We had two nights, an afternoon, two nights, and a full day. So, no, that's plenty.
That's
Trust
cool.
me, you basically there for 48 hours.
We've been joking about that quite a bit. I mean, obviously you feel the pain more than anything, but the day and a half guys, like, there's no off time anymore. You know, the trip leaves and the fish are so close, you damn near get away from the bait receiver and you're close enough to start catching fish, and there's nighttime flat falling, and as soon as that's done, it's daytime drift fishing, and as soon as that's done, you're back to nighttime fishing again, and then bring the boat back and load the people up and some more bait and go right back and do it again. There's not a lot of off time right now.
No, there really isn't. And It's like you said, it's full speed, and a lot of these the day and a half boats, it's good that they have two operators to rotate. And we've got Sean Trobich working with us this summer, and it's a lot easier now than it was the first three trips of the year. Yeah,
I'll bet.
Yeah,
that's great.
Now I could take a 2-hour nap and say, here you go.
Yeah, you know the boat's fishing exactly the way you'd want it to be.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. So how was the tuna fishing goes? I mean, I know that there's been a huge amount of fish around. Sounds like there's days when you look at it, and there's days when you catch it, and there's days when you do both of it. How was the? Sounds like the yellowtail fishing was great on your trip. You guys had to hatch up some nice bluefins to go with it?
Yesterday we ended up scraping up 27 fish, and I mean scrape.
Okay.
I mean, you see fish, you're stopping on spots of fish that are a football field, they're football field size spots to fish. They're up puddling, spinning. You go there, you hit it with the sonar, and there's 40 fathoms of fish.
Wow.
Solid across the sonar. I wish I would have brought my phone. I'd show you some of the pictures. I took some of them. Oh, my God, look at this. Oh, look, we got a boil out of that one.
Yeah, a boil. Hundreds of tons of fish, there's a boil.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, you see these fish, you stop and you drift, and then you just hope one gets dumped.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's literally, there's 100 tons of fish, 50
wow.
tons of fish, and you might get one or two to bite. It seems like this fish, they might bite three days out of the month.
Okay.
And if you're out there when they're biting, it's limits out of fishing.
When they let their guard down, it's on, and if not, it's back to bluefin being bluefins.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And what was the deal, though, for getting a bite? I mean, you know, obviously you guys got a handful of fish. Was it lure fish, or is it light line and small hooks, or what was the deal for getting a few to get past them?
You know, it would be like if you're sliding up on fish and tell you, look, they're 25 to 35 pound, 20 to 35 pound fish, whatever. That fish there, you can fish on 25 pound with a number two hook.
Mm-hmm.
Small hook, light line. And the only trouble is, that fish is what you see boil up. You meter it on top. It's in the right water column, you know, shallow.
Sure.
And 5-10 minutes into it, all of a sudden, here comes the 60 to 80 pounders. Now you start hooking those.
Yeah.
And those don't come in that easy.
I bet not.
Yeah, you lose a lot. But then you can get the people switched over, and then the trouble is trying to get a bite.
Sure.
So, you know, the one thing I can tell people is, you know, if you're able to fish that 40-pound line,
mm-hmm.
the biggest thing that's going to help you is to go down in your hook size.
Okay.
I mean, if you can stay with 40, I recommend it just because the threat is there of those 60, 80-pounders. And chances of landing them go way up.
So your opinion, when it's scratchy and it's tough to get a bite, you'd much rather keep the line size up but the hook size down rather than drop the line size?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes you've got
to do what you got to do.
But like I said, and the one mistake a lot of people do is they'll start too light. I mean, let's say we stop on a school of fish. They start boiling up, and they're very aggressive, and they hit whatever's in the water. Well, you don't know how all these different schools are going to react. So they slide in with 25-pound when they could have been using 40 and 50. I mean, you'll hook 10 or 12 fish, but they all got light line. And when it's all said and done, you land three.
Yeah, it's almost like the opposite is what you would assume. When that fish first flashes, the boat is usually when it's the most fired up and willing to be dumb for a few minutes, and you pick those ones off with the heavy line. And then if you got to get settled in.
Exactly.
And, you know,
Then you start picking them off on the light. That's when you start doing all that tweaking around with your fluorocarbon, small hooks, light line, all that type of stuff.
Yeah, but when they first flash you, just give them rope.
Oh, yeah. No, exactly.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I like it. So what's going on with the RP right now? I mean, I know you guys just did this seven-day trip. Is that the length of trip that happens this time? Mostly, are you guys mixing in long ones and short ones? What's the schedule like for you guys right now?
It's a mix. We just did this seven-day. And, excuse me, next trip will be a 4-day, and then after that it's going to go back into a 7-day, eights, 7-day, then it's going to be a string of 8 days.
Okay. And I know that there's been quite a bit of talk about Guadalupe this year and a little bit extra cost that's involved, so the trips are going to be, you know, whether they go or don't, are going to be kind of up to you and the passengers and kind of everything along. Has there been any changes, any word, anybody venture down there? What's the word with Guadalupe this year?
Guadalupe, the boat that fished there had very good fishing.
Okay, already.
It had good sign.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great news.
You had good fish. It's all that 30 to 100 pound fish,
okay.
50 to 70, you know, however you want to word it.
Perfect.
But it's basically 30 to 100 pound fish.
But nice to know that that'll potentially be on the table if and when you're ready for it.
Yeah.
You know, coming up a little bit later in the season.
Yep, absolutely.
That's great news. So, now I got a question about, and a question and fun because I want to hear the story, half because I already know the answer. But so much of our fishing has been flat falls and knife jigs, and working in the tackle store the last few weeks, it's just been the pandemonium for getting a hold of what's the hot jig this week, flat fall, knife jig. One, I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that type of fishing, but then more so to tell the story on, like, the secret jig that you guys have been having some success with on the Royal Polaris. You know, I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, everybody's wanting to know, everybody's wanting to get the hot tip, and, you know, if they can get the Roy Rose special, maybe get that little extra edge.
Well, my personal take on this flat fall fishing is, We're metering fish that's down at 240 to 350 feet.
Okay.
And you need to get down there quick. So depending on I like to have the people rigged up with the 300 gram flat fall.
Okay.
They got them booby trapped with hooks all over the place. but anyway, a 200 pound leader, just because they swallow it and you hook a big fish, you want that. You need that extra material in case they chew you off to prevent that. But it seems like the guys that have those larger knife jigs or heavier jigs that can get down there quick,
yeah.
If you can get one of those fish to bite that lure, it starts freaking out and shaking, like running around down there. It gets the other fish wound up.
Okay.
And they'll start hitting. So if you got 20 guys and they're all dropping lures and they're all coming down at the same time, it's no different than somebody throwing a scoop of bait.
Yeah, right. It's a great analogy.
They all fall down there at the same time. Boom, they start eating everything that's in the water. Pretty soon you got four or five going, six going, whatever.
Awesome.
And you can just pick at them that way.
That's cool.
And then that being said, we have this one, I think it's made by the Iowa one.
Okay.
It's completely out of paint.
Nothing left.
Nothing left. That thing's got, in fact, Sean hooked one last night, 140 pound. It's got, we've hooked and handed off four fish over two on that lure. Handful, 180 pounds. We haven't lost it yet.
Okay.
But anyway, there's no paint left on it. It looks like
straight lead.
It's
color.
Straight lead.
Okay.
So Ryan was joking around. He's all, thing looks like a sinker.
Yeah.
He's, I'm going to put a hook on. So, yeah, do it. So he went down and took a 16-ounce torpedo sinker, put a treble hook on it, a couple of assist hooks, a little piece of kite ribbon, rigged it up. Slide on another school, it drops down right next to all these guys with their $45 flat ball. Boom, gets a 110 pounder, and he's laughing his butt off. I go, what is it? This is on the sinker.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we hand it off, wind it in, slide on another spot.
Come on.
This is like two stops later, lets it down again. Boom, he gets a 50 pounder. Hands it off to another guy. And again, he's the first guy down.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you think of. And as far as color goes, glow in the dark, what people don't realize is everything glows in the dark. Once you get out of the edge of the light, I don't care what it is,
uh-huh.
You throw it over the side. There's no more light. It leaves a bioluminescent trail.
You were talking about this morning. I think that's and you're right. People don't think about it. They count me in on that. I didn't think about it, but you're absolutely right. I mean, you see it when it's super dark and you drop something in the water. You see like that vapor trail of bioluminescence when something falls overboard. And you're right. Down at that depth, everything is created.
Everything's. I mean, because the first time I discovered it, when I was a little kid, I was like 11 or 12, fishing off the edge of the rocks. I'm winding in my scampi, and I go, what is that? And I go, oh, that's my lure. Then all of a sudden, I see this, like a big...
A big flash,
uh-huh. And all of a sudden, there's just a bunch of turbulence in the water. And at the same time, I'm bit, and I'm like, oh, that's on my lure. I got, spotted bass.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's when I remembered that. And I go, heck, I'm going to go fishing at night. I'm going to use lures at night, because they can see it better, yeah. I think. They feel that vibration, whatever, and they see that trail. Even your line leaves a trail.
That's cool. That's really cool. I think it's a great story and a great thing about it and a great call, too, on, like you say, getting there is way more important than anything else. Like getting to where the fish are quickly is probably that. It's a lot more important than having the right color. We see it in the shop. Guys will get hung up so much on, the... Whatever, I read this internet thing about this jig, and it had red stripes on it, not green stripes on it. And I just think that hearing that, hearing multiple fish, and it's not like it was wide open. You guys didn't get bit on a torpedo sinker because it was so wide open they were just eating that. It was, I'm sure, plenty good fishing, but they were biting that before they were biting whatever the hot thing of the day was.
Oh, yeah, no, it's funny, too, because that afternoon we were getting these 40 to 60 pounders, and there's a guy at the side, and he's got a backlash. I go, can I help you with that? I took an 8-ounce torpedo because we keep them in the handwells for backlash.
Sure.
Put a torpedo sinker on a hook. Right on the hook, throw it over the side, letting it go. Oh, here you go. Backlash is out. You got one. He's like, huh?
That's so cool.
Yeah, you ate the sinker.
Well, we're going to have a rush on torpedo sinker sales this afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of kite ribbon on.
I don't think the kite ribbon had anything to do with it.
I don't think so either. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show for you today. So stoked to have Captain Roy in here. There's so much great stuff to cover. I mean, you want to talk about a guy that has done it all and fishing and local and offshore and long range in Mexico, and it's just going to be a fun time with a lot of great information. And we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Or you can text the show. The text the show option is only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a totally free download on your phone. Just fire off the Let's Talk Hookup app. As soon as you open it up, you'll see the text the show option. We'll be reading some of your great texts throughout the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, not only are we talking to Roy, sharing a bunch of great information, talking to one of the fishiest guys in the entire planet, we are also giving away a really cool prize at the end of the show today. Someone's going to get to go fishing on board the Liberty with Captain Taro on a full day trip at a Fisherman's Landing, giving away a great trip. Those guys have been seeing great fishing. Again, another great score of bluefins for those guys yesterday, and just the ball just keeps rolling, and you're going to get to go fishing on that Liberty at the end of the show. Again, give us a call at 213-432-1090, and we come back. We're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresta of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and rigs in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on a daily double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning talking fishing with Captain Roy Rose of the Royal Polaris. So much great info going on. And speaking of great stuff going on and great tuna fishing, there's a great opportunity for you tuna fishermen out there that want to get in on a great tournament put on by Western Outdoor News. It's the California Tuna Jackpot this August 14th through 15th. Western Outdoor News does such a good job with all their tournaments, so well run. And this one's got $10,000 in payback for the top three finishers. You're giving away a Yamaha generator. It's a $400 entry fee per team. A great event that's going to be happening this year. It's at the San Diego Marlin Club, a great host site, just a really, really fun tournament. If you want some more information, dial up wonews.com, wonews.com, and look for the events tab. But a really, really fun event that put on by our good buds at Western Outdoor News there in that tuna jackpot. Well, phones are absolutely packed. Everybody wants to get started and talk to Roy, so let's do that. Let's talk to Vinny, who's called us from Carlsbad this morning. Vinny, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Roy. Good morning, Roy. Hey, I got a question, Roy. Do you know when they're going to put out the limited load for the 2022 schedule for like the 3-day? And then also, I got a question. How do you stay up so damn long when you run over a patch of fish? I mean, I swear it's like a pre-recorded Roy Rose voice going, okay, guys, we're running over a patch of fish. I mean, you're like nonstop, full speed. It's insane. I don't know how you do it, Roy.
I just want you to catch fish. That's all there is to it. I mean, you pay to go fishing, and I like to fish, so that's all there is to it. I'm going to fish till I run out of time, or basically run out of time.
That's it. And what about the schedule coming out for next year? Do we know approximately when the 2022 schedule will be available?
Frank Izzy puts that out like in November.
Okay.
That's when the schedule should come out.
You got it, Vinny. You got to be booking a couple of trips? Appreciate the phone call very much. Well, hey, again, if you want to get through, give us a call this morning, 213-432-1090. I know, Roy, that you are you like fishing. I know crazy about it, whatever it is, tuna fishing, yellowtail fishing, whatever that might be. Throughout the year, is there a part of the schedule that you like more than another? Like, do you get extra fired up when it's like, okay, you know, we're getting ready to run the longer trips now, we're back to short tuna fishing? Like, is there a part of your schedule that you look forward to more than anything else?
You know, as far as a favorite trip for me is, I like the 10-day trips.
Okay.
Just because of the variety. Because you can go fish for, you're basically trying to get everything. Tuna, wahoo, dorado, grouper, yellowtail, whatever. You know, you get to go to all these different places.
Totally. And on a 10-day, you really, I mean, just about anything that swims in Southern California is within range on a 10-day trip.
Yes, absolutely.
We always joke that, you know, when it comes, you know, obviously we're on the tackle store side of things. Like a 10-day trip requires more stuff than anything else. You know, a guy might go on an 18-day, you can do that trip with four or five outfits. You go on a 10-day. You can come up with the need for every rod and reel that you've ever owned and want to own and back and forth, and especially going with a guy like you who's just as happy catching a calico bass as a 200-pound tuna on the lower bank somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's funny because the guys on the long trips, now they bring their bass rods. A lot of times we go fish the beach on the way home.
That's cool. I like it. All right, well, the phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Roy. Bob from Dana Point, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning to you guys. And you haven't seen a crazy Roy Rose until you see him chumming with spaghetti for Humboldt squid.
Oh, you remember that.
Oh, I remember that. And I have a question. We've used a 20-0 black circle hook on live flyers at Hurricane Bank, and I rarely missed them with that hook. Would that same hook be good for a bluefin? And if it got in a bluefin's jaw, there's not going to be any chewing off.
Oh, no, that's what we use on the boat right now. We have the same, it's the same exact thing. The only thing we've incorporated is a 5X strong treble hook, just because a lot of times that bluefin will come up and they look like a carp. They'll come up and just like in slow motion, just like slowly grab the bait, pull it down, and let it go.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a cat playing with a toy.
You just wouldn't think that a fish that big that's trying to eat a bait that big on the surface would just ever do anything than just boom, inhale, gone forever.
Oh, no.
You know, it just doesn't seem... I know that you're right. It doesn't seem like they would ever just do exactly like you're saying. How could a fish like that be a slurp something off the surface?
Yeah, they just it's like in slow motion. You'll see them. They'll go sideways, and they'll just like nip at it.
Okay.
It's like they're just screwing around with it, and it's like, so we started putting like these guys started putting treble hooks on there, and when they do that kind of a, you might get a shot at getting them.
Sure.
Pull it down and let it go. But when they want it, there's no doubt. I mean, you put it out there, there's a huge blowout, and when it comes tight, it's in their throat.
Sure. Well, you were talking about it earlier with the fish when they let their guard down. There's a few days out of the month when they get fired up, and at that point, you can do no wrong. You know,
exactly.
you're probably cutting the hooks out of them. But in those other times, if you can pick off a few extras, that's maybe where the treble hook makes the difference.
Yeah, exactly.
And the hook that Bob's talking about, you said it was a 20-0?
It's a 20-0. It was a 20-0 Eagle Claw.
That's a lot of hook.
Yeah, and then there's also that Charlie Brown one. It's pretty much the same thing. Mm-hmm. We have those 20-0 black ones, and we have the 20-0 Mustad Circle Hooks,
uh-huh.
Which is about as thick as this pin, but you put a live flyer on there, and they blow out on it. You get them sometimes coming out the eye, above the jawbone, coming out the cheek. I mean, it's very effective.
This kite fishing with flying fish or all this big bluefin, you know, certainly effective, but no stranger to what you guys do. This is what the Royal Polaris has been doing for decades, fishing down at the islands and things like that. Has the bluefin fishing with the kite any different than how you fish yellowfin on long-range trips?
Absolutely not. I mean, if there's light wind situation, they're boiling around, like if we're fishing the beach, double sardine leader.
Okay.
You know, they're boiling around, double sardine leader, boom, pick them up. Mac, double mac, or whatever. Whatever you can get out there. If you're fishing San Clemente, everyone knows they love them flying fish. And a lot of times you start putting those things out there, and it's like the 4th of July. It's like, boom. It's like, whoa, look at that.
It's the same story. It's just 1,000 miles closer to home in a different color.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 10 degrees of water temperature.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Well, Bob, you ready for the next trip?
I'm going to eat tomahawk.
All right, buddy. Well, go get after them. We sure appreciate the call. Love to see you going. And Bob, I got to ask, how many years young are you going to be on this year's trip on the tomahawk fishing for another 200 pounds?
I'm 85 and still loving it like I was 20.
I don't know that there is a much more enthusiastic person than Bob, and I've been lucky enough to get to fish him a few times. And Roy, I know you fished with him for a lot of times over the years, and there's not a lot of guys that are 85 that you got to peel off of the rail at the end of the day either, because not willing to take a lunch break and not willing to take a break. And Bob gets after it.
He gets after it. All he does is take time to put on some sunblock, and he's back at it.
Yeah, I like it. Bob, go get him, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. All right, let's head on south, find out what's biting down in the Baja. We got John Ireland from Rancho Leonero standing by this morning. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Rick, Corey, Captain Rose.
Morning.
How are you, buddy?
Good. Well, we had a good week of fishing this week. Dorado Shootout was yesterday. And it was a good turnout, good fish were taken. And the winning fish was on, I can't even pronounce the name of the boat. It's 46.6 pounder.
Woo, nice one.
Yeah. The team took home $142,000 plus a new 4x4 truck.
That's awesome.
Yeah, not bad. Second place, Team Regalo, 40.3. Third was a 39 pounder. Some nice big bulls rolling around, obviously. There was just a number caught, in that 30 pound range. During the tournament, gosh, there must have been about another 20 or 30 fish that were taken. So it's been very, very good Dorado fishing. It's picked up quite a bit this past week. Yellowfin, let me get back to water temp. Water temp is warm right now, 86 to 88 again. But it's interesting because there's thermoclines down there. We're picking up, actually, yellowtail, a couple of nice yellowtail, 30 to 40 pounders. Some big amberjack, and all those are on the first drop-off right in front of Punta Colorado. And that's been going on now for the last couple months. They've been picking up these nice fish. They're mixed with a lot of pompano and big pargo, but some big amberjack. We're talking about 50, 60-pound amberjack and nice big yellowtail, too, which, normally these are colder water fish, not this 86, 88-degree water. So there are thermoclines and unusually a good yellowtail bite. Yellowfin, outside, they're under the porpoise. Most of they're findable. Everybody that's targeting them is limiting. Mostly football-sized fish, about 15 miles off under the spinner porpoise out there, and lots of small pods carrying tuna. So get out there, and it's frantic. It's about a half an hour, an hour. Everybody limits out. So with the big fish in there, and then some bigger yellow are being taken on the Rincon border. They're right on the park border. On sardine, they're fishing. They're out there for everything else. But they're picking up some nice size yellowfin, 60, 70 pounders right there. The bill fishing is good as usual. A little slower this week than it had been in the past week. Quite a few more sailfish mixed in with the stripers and some nice blues too. Which bodes well for the Bisbee. Bisbee's coming up here. He's taped at the being couple weeks now, so that should be good for them. Lots of rooster fish going on, some big gaios running up and down the beaches, and overall pretty good fishing, you guys.
Boy, that sounds fantastic. John, glad to hear that there's good fishing, and boy, all the way across the board, kind of everything a guy would want to catch in East Cape seems available right now.
Yeah, it is, and everybody's spread out, and everybody's picking their species for sure. Everybody's, of course, with the there's a lot of Dorado fever now. Everybody's out after the dodos out there, and with the tournament and all that going on, and that's definitely picking up. The bite on the Dorado seems to be a little bit better north, off from Pescadero on up to Los Arenas, up in that area. Normally they pick up, it seems like every year, those shark boys off of Pescadero, between Pescadero and Sorabo Island there, seem to hold some big big bulls every year. It's the same thing. The first guys out to those boys seem to be picking up the winning fish. That's how it was last year. I think that's how it was again this year.
46 is a nice one. You got to be, you got to feel pretty good having a 46 pound slapper if you you know you're fishing in a Dorado tournament. That's got to be a pretty good feeling when that thing comes on board.
Yeah, yeah, big, they're big, big bulls. You know, the big bulls are hard tuggers and they're hard at the boat. Probably the hardest fish I think at the boat on the gaff because they go like an eel, you know, and they just wiggle right off. They're tough and they're tough when you get them on the boat too.
No doubt. Well, some great fishing, and glad to hear things going so good, John. I know that we're coming into probably some of the best fishing time of year at the ranch as things heat up. You've always said that when the air temperature starts to rise, so does the fishing. If somebody wants to get in while the iron's hot, how do we do that?
Thanks, Rick. Yeah, we're real busy, too. We're having a very good year. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeandarrow.com.
Awesome, buddy. Appreciate it as always, John, and we'll look forward to hearing you again here real soon next week.
Nice talking to you, gentlemen. Talk to you next week.
Appreciate that. Well, Roy, we had a text come through via the Let's Talk Hookup app from Al Perry. He says, Roy, I'm going on Wednesday's four-day trip, and I want to be prepared. What are the rigs that you recommend me taking on a trip like this?
Well, like we just said, depending on if the fish are touchy, something that you can comfortably fish with 25-pound. And one thing people need to realize is, the size of the reel, just because it says 25, I know a lot of guys put 65-pound Spectre on their reels, and they have a little tiny reel. Reels get emptied real quick.
That's a great thing to say, right?
You guys need to have a decent size, like a 4-0 size reel, even if it's got 25-pound on it. Whatever it is, like I said, Metallica 25 size, something like that. Two-speed capable in case you accidentally do hook a bigger fish. Mm-hmm. But something that has line capacity, because last trip and the trip before, several guys long soaked, they hook a fish, they get spooled.
Sure.
It's that simple. So like I said, something for that. For nighttime flat fall, I like to see 130-pound just for the tangle aspect of it. If you don't have 130-pound, you can get away with 100. Sinker rig daytime, an 80-pound or 100-pound outfit. And I always like to just favor the side of heavy.
Fish heavy, right.
Heavy just because of the size of the fish. You know, you don't want to go hooking 180, 200-pound fish on 50-pound. It's going to take 4 hours, and they usually get away. You hear everyone's like, oh, yeah, so-and-so caught one. Well, yeah, you've also got 30 other people that watched you catch that while they're, you know.
I always think about it too. Like your bites are gonna come. You know, you stick with it and you fish good baits and you keep a bait in the area. Like your bites are gonna come, and it's very easy to get frustrated and think that the only reason I haven't hooked one already is because I'm fishing 60-pound instead of 30-pound. Well, your number just wasn't up yet. You hadn't had the right bait in the right spot yet, and your bite is going to come. And if your bite comes and you decided to drop down to 30-pound, you're probably going to get bit regardless because you had the right bait in the right spot. And if you hook that fish on light line and it doesn't go, you know, that can be the difference. You're only going to get X amount of bites anyways, and you can get 100 bites in a row on 20-pound, but if you lose them all, it doesn't net you anything.
It doesn't do you any good. It's like, it does just frustrate you. And I know last trip we had a guy. He didn't get bit the entire trip. Last night, stopped on a sonar deal about 9:30. He gets 140-pound.
That's awesome.
You know, he got one bite. But, you know, and that was the flat ball rig. It was his trolling outfit. I go, put it on that. If you hook one, that way we can land
it. Yeah, we're going to get him.
We're going to get him. And he stuck with it, and he got one.
The difference in the, I don't know how you'd say, I guess the ease of the angler, like the ease of turning the handle on a big fish with a bigger reel versus a smaller reel, is just a world of difference.
Oh, it is. The pressure, I'm not an engineer. All I do know is the bigger the reel, it's just like you said, it's a lot easier. There's an incredible amount of stress, pressure on that reel. You know, I don't care what. You got the little teeny weeny
bass reels,
basically, and you got a 100-pound fish on that thing, and the thing won't, even though it's got a low gear, it won't even turn.
The big thing on reels, you know, as far as like a sales thing or buzzwords, this thing gets, you know, 50 pounds of drag or whatever. That's in terms of the reality of fishing the way that we do, that's just such a, it's just such not an important number at all. Like, you know, the amount of drag pressure just doesn't equate to anything when it comes to fighting the fish. Like, as long as it gets a relatively appropriate amount of you know, 15 pounds of drag pressure is hard for a lot of guys to hold on to. And guys that say, oh, this reel makes 25 pounds of drag, well, you're not going to ever use half of that on a small reel.
You're not. You're going to have your when your drag is properly set, it's going to be to where if the fish wants the line, he's going to take it, and when you lift the rod, the line doesn't fall off the reel. That's it. You don't need to be any tighter than that. As long as the line's coming on, it's not coming off with you lifting the rod.
Okay.
Or the fish is tail beat. And you look at the reel, and every time the fish is tail beat's bouncing, the line's slipping off the reel.
Yeah, six inches.
You need to tighten your drag. That's all there is to it. There's nothing good's going to happen.
Is that the... You know, when you watch it every day, your entire life, you watch guys fight big fish and you see successes and losses. Is drag the thing that gets most guys, you know, as far as the success and the failure of fighting a big one? Is it technique? Is it rate? Like, what are those things that you see that makes the difference from a guy that's successful more often than not?
Well, if his drag's set properly, the thing just comes in. And if his drag's too light, it wears on the passenger. I'll see guys pulling on big fish and say, hey, look, right now you're nice and strong. Yeah, you can pinch off. I go, you either got to pinch off or tighten your drag. That's the only way. But you need to realize an hour and a half from now, your hand's going to cramp. You're going to get line cuts.
Okay.
You're going to be fatigued, and you're not going to be able to hold that spool anymore, and the line's going to still fall off.
Yeah.
And eventually, we're going to have to pull on it, and we're going to tighten the drag. And it's going to come in.
And you're going to be worn out in the process.
Exactly. Or you can bump it up now. I go, trust me, I don't want to see you lose your fish.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, it's not going to come in the way. They don't get tired.
Right.
They never get tired. They just swim. That's all they do.
That's what they do.
One giant muscle.
Yeah.
It isn't going to, really gets tired. It's not getting tired.
Trust me. Is the drag too loose more common the problem than too tight?
Yes.
Okay.
People think, oh, it's too, it's a fear of losing the fish.
It's a
fear of losing it. But you have just as big a problem. You hook it deep, the longer it's on there, it's going to chew you off.
Probably more so a risk of losing it from fishing too light than you do of fishing too tight.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Like I said, we're hanging these bigger fish in this lighter line. It's like, oh, we only got 25 pounds. It's like, well, it don't matter. If you want it to come in, you still have to have the drag set.
Yeah, totally.
It's too loose. You need to bump it up a little.
That's good dope, man. I appreciate it. Hey, well, appreciate the phone call very much. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out with the catch report. We're going to talk to Tom Green, SAS spotter plane pilot. Lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safari's Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limit of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safari will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas. And we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, cast and processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safari's package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And with all this talk about this big bluefin going on, how do you say anything better than that Talica 2-speed? I mean, Roy mentioned it before, that Talica 25. You want to feel secure when your flat fall or knife jig, or if you're on the Royal Polaris, your torpedo sinker comes tight. Talica 25 is where it's at. It's enough reel that gets the power to, you know, and we're talking about ease of turning the handle. That's what Talica is. High efficiency gearing, where when there's a heavy load on the reel, it's physically easier on the angler to turn the handle. And that's what you're buying. That's where your money is going to, Italica. Rigidity in the frame, great drags, but more than anything, it's that huge amount of torque to make it easier to turn the handle under a load when you hook your big fish. Check it out, Italica Reels, at your local Shimano dealer. Or for more information, check out Shimano.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar with long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing. And boy, want to give you it's time for our catch report. Lots of great stuff going on here. I want to remind you this catch report is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop. They have a full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview in Lakeside. Check DanaLanding.com. And we got all kinds of bonuses for our catch report today, starting off going way to the north, all the way up to Katmai, Alaska. We got Pete on the line this morning. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Roy. How's the show going?
Good.
We're having a great time here, buddy. How are you?
Oh, we're in paradise. It's pretty awesome. We got a little delayed yesterday getting in. It was too warm in Anchorage. It was like 80 or 75 degrees, and so that caused a little bit of fog out here at the lodge. But we finally got in. Fog lifted. Finally got in about 1:30 yesterday afternoon. Landed on the remote gravel runway, and didn't take long to get some lunch and then get out fishing. And we got on the water at 2:30 and proceeded to really absolutely slam in some unbelievably gorgeous weather, the scenery, and of course like that. You're going to love this. So, God, I'm fishing with Adam. He said, well, let's go throw it at some kings, some spinners at some kings real quick, and then we'll go after sockeye. And so second cast, I got a 30-pound king.
Oh, and, no way, was, in the river. How cool.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. Yeah, it was his biggest of the year so far. He was as excited as me, and after about a 15-minute battle, because it was a female, we let her go and go do her thing upriver and stuff. But that was a pretty good way to start the trip for sure. Light tackle and a nice Shimano reels, rod and reel set up there. And then we went up and met with Harold and his partner just upriver a little bit and proceeded to get our limit of sockeye in about an hour, 10 sockeye per day per person right now. So the limit's very generous. And the sockeye are like 10 to 15 pounds and really nice great ones. Fighters. And they had a kind of a lull in the sockeye run the last few days. because they put the nets in down in Bristol Bay, and they said, well, I don't know, sockeye fishing's slowed up quite a bit, and I guess they must have opened the nets up because a new wave came in, and it just they're flowing in heavy now. So it's that's a good thing. I mean, there's a few chum in the river already, and as I said, some kings, some nice king fishing right now, and then, of course, so today the plan is we're going to go get our limit of sockeye, we hope, upriver, and then we're going to go chase some big trout out of those famous Alaska Alagnac River trout today. So I've got a great group here. Of the lodge is 32. We have about 22 of the people here with Let's Talk Hookup and Davis Boats, and really a nice group of people, and looking forward to a fantastic week up in Katmai Lodge, Alaska. But I got to tell you, if you want to come up here, it's a spectacular experience, as you know, Ricky, and if you want to come up for 2022 season, you don't want to wait. You got to book it as soon as possible. Look, catmylodge.com. Check it out on the website. Give them a call and book it with Laura and Charmel, and you won't be sorry, because this is a trip of a lifetime, no doubt.
Man, that's awesome, Pete. Well, sounds like you guys are off to a great start. Glad you got good weather. Fishing sounds killer. We just can't wait to hear the wrap up when you get back. So try to do your best to keep Harold in line and keep on him,
yeah,
buddy. We're looking forward to it.
Keep him.
Yeah,
in line.
You know that's a tough order, as Roy knows, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I got to fish with him on that 10-day. So.
A lot of the guys that go on your 10-day are up here, too. So I'll tell them we talked to you, and you guys have a great show. And I'll check in with you when we get back into the reality there next Saturday, okay?
Keep after it, buddy. Have a great trip, and look out for bears.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks very much. All
thanks,
right.
Buddy.
We'll see you guys.
Appreciate it. Katmai, where Pete is at right now, is spectacular. Way, way, way up there, and just it is the most remote place you can imagine. You fly into Anchorage, and then Anchorage into a town called King Salmon, which is, I mean, there's a runway and then a post office and not much beyond that, and then take a plane from King Salmon all the way into the lodge, and you're just flying over just tundra. Like, there's just nothing, no people, no cars, no roads, no nothing, and the lodge is on a river that's got a huge run of salmon, but there it is famous for the amount of bears. Like, all of the bears come there because that's the river, I think, that has the largest sockeye salmon run in the world, and it just draws so much. And when Dallas and I went up there a couple of years ago, we had one day where we went all the way up the river to go fish trout and grilling, and we saw, I think we counted 17 or 18 different bears just that one day going up there. But it's such in the heat of the sockeye run that those things, they could care less that you're there. They're there for one reason. There's so much of that sockeye in the river that they're just so focused on it. And you'll be, we were in a skiff fishing in the water, but there was a bear right next to us. It would be up on a ledge. It would jump off of a ledge, like full, you know, aired out, arms forward, jump in the water, grab a fish. Every time, never missed, jump in, grab a fish. He'd walk up. He would only eat the guts out of it, jump right back up on his ledge and do it again. We watched him do it 9 times in a row. Coolest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. It's a great trip, and I sure share Pete's sentiment, man. I hope that you guys get, if you want to experience a pretty special one, that's definitely it. Well, speaking of special, we got another bonus to our catch report right now. We got our eye in the sky, Tom Green, spotter pilot extraordinaire, our SAC plane spotter pilot.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning.
You hear me?
How you doing? We got you.
Good, good, good. Hey, I'm got lucky there and listened to your fish magnet call in from Katmai. That's amazing.
Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, no, Pete went with me the last time I flew. I've never seen so much bluefin in all my life. I tried to get him to ride with me from now on, but he said, no, no way.
Tom, Pete, all I can tell you is Pete called me when he had just gotten in his car, like leaving the airport, and it was just like, he sounded like a kid. He was so fired, like giggling, talking about the amount of fish that you guys saw. He just said the experience and the volume of fish was just spectacular.
No, it was unbelievable. You know, I usually only fly in Mexico, and because Pete went with me, I said, well, you know, we'll go ahead and fly up, and I'll show you some of the local and up there by Catalina. We left Catalina, got maybe 7-8 miles below Catalina, and could not get off of a school of fish all the way to the 9-mile bank. It was phenomenal. We're talking 45 miles of fish minimum, maybe 60 miles. It is insane. I and from now on, it's no more Pete. It's Fish Magnet. That's all.
That's it. I dig it, buddy.
And, no, it was amazing. Every year class, everything you could imagine. And then I took him down, and we flew on down south. And the second we got below the Coronado Islands, it shut off. It was unbelievable. I think I saw two little Mickey Mouse schools of yellowfin down below Ensenada. And we saw a couple little Mickey Mouse areas of Bonita. We saw a line of kelp. We circled them. We never saw one fish on any kelp down below. It's all concentrated up above from what we saw that day.
No kidding. Okay, so everything that day was up above the line.
Except, no, I take that back. We did go out down there to the corner down below the 43, you know, mm-hmm. and just there were quite a few really good boilers of bluefin. And there was a good area. I mean, you know, the sports, those guys are such good fishermen. They were all over. They had it dialed. It was good.
Unreal, Tom. Well, certainly sounds like a fun day, and certainly sounds like no shortage of fish up here. So when's the conditions going to allow you to get back up in the air again, or are you just waiting until Pete comes back and you got your lucky charm to go back up flying?
Well, yeah, no, I'm not even going to go unless Pete goes.
I got that fine.
All right, you guys, have a good one.
Hey, Tom, we sure appreciate the check. Glad to hear the volume is still as good as we'd ever want it to be, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much. Let's continue on with our catch report. We're going to head over to Cedros Island, talk to our buddy Jeff Flowers from Cedros Sport Fishing's on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Good morning.
Doing good, Jeff.
Good, good, good. I'm sitting here listening to the show, and I got to tell you, you know, if you haven't fished with Roy, you're missing it. My most favorite person to fish with, without a doubt, the most energy, knowledgeable, willing to share. Makes a trip enjoyable. And Roy was the captain on a trip that I did, with my son, my first 7-day trip. And, you know, when you're making your first longer range trip, you're kind of nervous, you're a little apprehensive. Did you bring the right stuff? Regardless if we caught fish, and we did, if you listen, Roy has so much information, so much knowledge. And it's kind of like, I almost can't explain it. The energy that comes out of him while you're fishing and the knowledge, and you put it all together, and you're hooked. You're not, you know, you don't go back to those 1-day trips. You want to get on your next long range trip.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that's the truth, buddy. No doubt.
Yeah. So, hey, Cedros, you know, I hate to say it's wash, rinse, repeat, but, yellows are still biting, early limits in the mornings, 20-pound plus fish. Calicos are eating anything and everything in the water. Cord baits, I'm still turning everybody onto that thing. And he's, you know, he produces a nice swim bait, and the fish bite it, and that's what we all go down there for. So there's been some night counts during the day this last week. Weather's been decent. A little bit of a sprinkle yesterday with that weather that moved in. But otherwise, it's, you know, it's fishing at Cedros. You know, what else can you say?
That's so great, buddy.
It's just good.
Prime time at a prime organization. You guys are just not disappointing. Certainly sounds like some great fishing to be had, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, and the way Rosie's got it set up with getting across the border and getting on the charter plane with us that you know, we have working at our disposal, getting people down there, the hospitality of the people, the workforce at the lodge, Richard, you know, with his connections and, you know, his ability to take care of everybody that they need something special. And, you know, there's tackle shops on the island, so if you forget something, don't sweat it. You know, go down, have a great trip, and catch some fish. You know, have your favorite cocktail, make some new friends, and put a new chapter in the sport book of fishing.
That's it, buddy. Well, certainly sounds like some great fishing and some great opportunities down at Cedros Island. If somebody wants to join you on a Cedros sport fishing trip coming up here, how do we do that?
Easy, very easy. You can give Rosie a call at 619-772-7570, and or you can reach her through the website at cedrossportfishing.com. Make sure you type it in correctly. It may take you someplace else, so if you don't, but make sure you're typing it in at cedrossportfishing.com.
You got it, buddy. Great job, Jeff. Appreciate it. Glad to hear fishing's going so good, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Elman.
All right.
Good show.
See you there, Jim.
Appreciate that very much.
Well, before we head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing and finish off our catch report with our buddy Captain Brian Willie standing by, we got a little bonus guest in the studio this morning, Captain Frank Lopresti. What's up, Frank?
Good morning, Rick. I just wanted to stop by. I'm sure you're not having any fun with Roy. Just wanted to announce that schedules are coming out quickly. The Royal Polaris schedule and the Shogun schedule will be out for 2022.
Oh, we're going to have you switch that, yeah, to that mic. There you got it.
By 2020, for 2022, by the end of the week.
No kidding. That's great news. We just had a caller at kind of asking, wanting to start to get his trips together. So.
And the Polaris Supreme schedule went online yesterday.
No kidding.
It's already up. The other two boats will be out by the end of the week.
And Aliar, you know, has seen so much success this year. Already was difficult to get on the Polaris Supreme. So if you want to slide on some prime dates, you know, you want to get your trip in now, it would not be a bad call to get a hold of that sucker right this second.
There isn't a lot available. But there's still some trips available.
Okay.
And, you know, some good dates for sure. And then, you know, the way our April and Mays have been the last 2 years, those are awfully good dates too.
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, that's great news, Frank. We're excited to hear. We've been having lots of fun. It was, you know, having Roy come straight from the boat. There's not much better info than that from walking up here in deck boots from pushing carts around.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're sure a happy group. 100% of the people rebooked and have already gave deposits. That tells you
I guess you're doing it right.
I guess Roy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, great news about the schedules. Again, you said Polaris Supreme available now, Royal Polaris and Shogun very quickly to follow. That's great news. Appreciate that. Well, hey, let's continue. Finish up with our catch report up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Good morning, Woolley.
Hey, what's up, man? Nothing like bringing up the end, but those are all solid reports, huh?
Jeez. Yeah, we'll take that. And I know that there's some great fishing going on at Dana Wharf. You guys do such a good job keeping the social media up to date. It's been fun watching along with you guys.
Yeah, we've been rolling. We had a good week. Nice conditions for sure. Some good current in our water temps, like 71, pretty steady up here for us this week. And with that, the calico bass fishing has been pretty darn fun. Fly line baits, for sure, fish the best, you know, the anchovy and sardine. But the guys are casting, you know, the hard jerk baits and the assorted rubber lures and the surface iron, you know, they're all catching fish. Guys also throwing that surface iron out along the edge of some of the kelp and, you know, we're on a little deep higher bottom and catching some barracuda and stuff like that on those jigs as well. But the guys wanting to fish the sinker setups, catch some sand bass, and cheetahs, as you'd imagine, off the bottom. Good call. We're telling our guys, like, a good 8-foot medium action rod with, like, a 300 or 400 size reel with a 50-pound braid would be the good setup. And then if you bring some monofilament or some fluorocarbon, you know, you can kind of scale your leaders to fit the bait or kind of fit the needs of where the boat's set up. And, you know, you can kind of make your setup work from there. Over at the islands, the Furious had some good fishing on his trips. At Catalina, it's been lots of bass action around the back there. Some mixed barracuda and a few yellowtail here and there. And then their trips over at Clemente, it's been more of a mixed bag fishing for him with no shortage of that bass, as you can imagine. Some bonito, more barracuda, and some bottom fish, again, whitefish, sheephead. And a few yellowtail, a little bit slower week for him over there on that yellowtail this week. But they spent more time at Catalina on all-day charters this week than they did on their overnight program at Clemente, so I'm sure they'll jump back on that this week. And then offshore, still seeing a little bit of bluefin in our count. It's just been all the six-pack fleet catching that fish this week. The Lexi had a few larger grade, 150-plus bluefin for his small four-pack charter groups. And he had a couple of that smaller 20 to 40-pound fish in the mix as well. So we're cranking. Everything's running over here. So if you guys want to hop on a local trip, give us a call. Our number, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out online at danawharf.com or link us through the Let's Talk Hookup page right there. We'll come live from there.
Man, another great report, Willie. Again, just firing on all cylinders up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Appreciate you keeping us up to date. Glad to hear the fish are biting, and we'll look forward to hearing another great report next week.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you then. Have a good
appreciate
week.
You, Willie. Thanks again for that. Appreciate the great report from Dana War Sport Fishing. That's going to wrap up our catch report. Check surffishtackle.com for all your surf fishing report, tackle needs, and more. Again, surffishtackle.com. When we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more texts, and more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California. Hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes from San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This Adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting Wahoo bombs while long-range fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast. With casting gear on conventional tackle, Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body. A rigid, all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Anglers' actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HD is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.
Hey anglers, AfroPro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.